Jesus answered the man, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." Please be seated. As many of you know, because many of you are participating in it, over the last few weeks on Wednesday nights, a group of us here at the Ascension have been asking ourselves the question, what does it mean to be a good neighbor? And what does it mean to love our neighbor as we love ourselves? We started out our study by watching the new documentary about Mr. Rogers called Won't You Be My Neighbor? Father Bob had a whole discussion planned for after the movie, but it did not happen because there was not a dry eye in the room and nobody wanted to talk, as the movie challenged us about what it means to give and receive from our neighbors. For this study, we are also listening to sermons by Dr. Brian Wilkerson, where he is looking at this question and the gospel that we have for today. What does Jesus mean when he tells us to love God and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves? The third component of our study, perhaps the most challenging, is a book called The Art of Neighboring, written by Jay Patak and Dave Runyon. And in it, they challenge us, the readers, to love our actual neighbors, the people who live across the street or next door to us. Do we love and care for our actual neighbors is the question of the book. Lori and I are going to go knock on all the neighbors' doors. That's our homework. And I think if you talk to people who are taking the study, they would tell you that it has been both interesting but also challenging, as it calls us to get out of our comfort zone and to go and meet our actual neighbors. But this question, who is my neighbor and what does it mean to love my neighbor, all starts with this very short gospel text that we have from St. Mark today. So why don't we turn there now to see what is really going on? This is perhaps a timely passage in question as we look at all the events that are happening and going on in our world today. In our text today, we are told that a scribe who knows the law very well comes up to Jesus and simply asks him, "What of all the commandments is first of all?" Jesus' answer is actually very interesting because the man gets a two-parter. He gets a two-part answer. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Jesus says that to the man that there are no greater commandments than these. In our morning Bible study, another group at the church, we are studying the book of Exodus right now, and the people in that study can tell you that there are lots of laws and commandments in the Old Testament. In fact, there are over 600 of them, and out of all of these laws, Jesus says, you should love the Lord your God with all you are, and love your neighbor as yourself. In the Old Testament, the direct law to love your neighbor as yourself only comes up one time, buried deep within the book of Leviticus, amongst other various laws. But Jesus says to us that this is the most important. Although it is only mentioned once in the Old Testament, if one looks at all the laws and all the narratives of Scripture, in loving God and in loving your neighbor, you are doing one in the same thing. Jesus himself tells us in other places in the Bible that everything is summarized in these two things, to love God and to love your neighbor. It is interesting to note that the scribe asks Jesus what the single greatest commandment is, but as I say, Jesus gives him two, love God, love neighbor. But our Lord really is giving a single answer. Loving God means loving your neighbor, and if you are loving your neighbor, you are loving God. The two in the mind of our Lord cannot be separated. They are one and the same. Loving God and loving neighbor are so intimately and intrinsically tied together that they simply cannot be separated in the mind of God. Again, something our world desperately needs to hear. God is not a man up on the clouds. He is alive and active in this world, in his church, and in people's lives, and we as his people must partner with God, loving others as we love ourselves, to bring a foretaste of his kingdom to the here and now. We know that this is true, that the love of God and the love of neighbor cannot be separated because of how our text today ends. After our Lord has answered the man's question, the scribe agrees with Jesus and tells him that he is very wise. When our Lord in the text sees how the scribe affirms that loving God and loving neighbor are so intrinsically linked together, and how we as the people of God are supposed to be in the world, how we are supposed to be set apart as God's people in the world, Jesus says to the scribe, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." For the kingdom of God is that place where Christ is exalted and worshipped, and all our neighbors, all the neighbors of the world, are cared for. We as the church are called to try and be a foretaste of this kingdom that we cannot really even imagine, a place where this love of God and neighbor is perfectly lived out. As the church of the Ascension, we are supposed to try and be a foretaste of this place. In our words and in our deeds and in our actions, we are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and we are to love and worship God with all that we are. So we are to love God with all that we are, and we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. But of course, that brings us to the million-dollar question where it always brings us, but who is my neighbor? I could offer you some modern-day story or explanation of who our neighbors are, but our Lord speaks the truth himself to us in the scriptures. In the Gospel of Luke, we are told a young man comes to Jesus and he says, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus answers him like this. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, and he said, "Look after him, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have." Then Jesus said to the man, "Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell in the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." To be neighborly for Jesus is not just some theoretical idea. It is to show mercy. To be a good neighbor to others is to show mercy to others. This story, too, shows us that we must love our neighbor in an all-encompassing way, just as we love God himself, Christ himself. This is such a powerful story from Scripture. So who is our neighbor? According to this, our neighbor is anyone in need. Our neighbor is an enemy. Our neighbor is the one whose society tells us we are supposed to ignore. Our neighbor is anyone who needs mercy. Our neighbor is the one who needs a helping hand. Our neighbor is the one who could be the polar opposite of ourselves to us in every single way. Our neighbor is anyone who is made in the image of likeness of God. Our neighbor is simply anyone. St. Ambrose puts it like this. He says, "It is not kinship which makes a neighbor, but compassion. And compassion accords with nature, for nothing is more in accord with nature than to help another who shares it." So my brothers and sisters, in this world of fear, injustice, untruth, and unlove, that is the message from our Lord today. Go and do likewise, to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And only then will the kingdom of God be made known in this world, if we love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and if we love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Amen.